Education makes it less likely for incarcerated people to end up back behind bars. But since 2010, many higher education classes in Indiana prisons have faded. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballin on Rosen reports on one college-level program that has survived in Indiana's changing prison landscape.
To get to the classroom inside Indianapolis Reentry Educational Facility, you go through a metal detector, a set of locked doors, and across a long, open yard.
Make it happen.
Behind another set of doors.
How is everybody?
I'm the most talkative person in the class, actually.
Derek is incarcerated, but being released soon, so we aren't using his last name.
Man, this is the best thing that has happened to me in the entire 18 years I have been incarcerated.
You guys set up a circle?
He's talking about this class. It's a criminal justice class held behind bars, and it's part of the International Inside Out program. College-level courses where half the students are outside students. Here, students from Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, IUPUI. The other half, inside students. People like Derek, incarcerated here at IREF. Together, inside out.
You know, I went to college in prison, but I didn't experience the college thing with, like, the students.
And get it to me by Monday, you guys. Very good work. You have come far.
In the early 2000s, Indiana had one of the largest college degree programs for incarcerated adults by percentage in the nation. But in 2010, that was phased out, says Indiana Department of Correction Education Director John Naley.
We had up to 400 college professors going into prisons every day to teach college programs.
He says prison education is now primarily job training and GED programs. And that's turned Indiana prisons into what others call intellectual deserts. But in that landscape, Inside Out has remained. Incarcerated people won't necessarily get college credit for taking the class, but Inside Out founder and executive director Lori Pompa says there's more to classes than college credit.
Often, people find a sense of voice through this process and a sense of themselves as leaders.
Pompa says over 20,000 inside and outside students have taken part in these classes in North America. Derek says he grew up in a violent house in a violent neighborhood. At 14, he was incarcerated for murder and armed robbery.
And I've been here for 18 years. I'm 32 now.
He says he intended to commit the robbery, not the murder.
It's misconceptions about us being bad people and we can't do no good. So classes like this open your eyes and show you that you can be more than what people say about you.
IUPUI senior Leah Hessian says the same is true for outside students. She remembers a conversation with an inside student about her life plans.
And I said, well, I don't really know yet. I would like to possibly work in community corrections. And he just shakes his head and smiles. He goes, no, you don't. And I'm like, what do you mean, no, I don't? And he goes, you speak with such passion. It's like a genuine fire within you. He goes, I think you know exactly what you want to do, but I think you're too scared to do it.
She says the class is more like a family than a college course.
It's incredible, that bond that we have.
Seven Indiana universities partner with facilities to offer Inside Out classes.
Education does provide the springboard for almost everybody to maneuver in society at large.
Again, that's Indiana Department of Correction Education Director John Naley.
You can see and hear the change in people's attitudes.
Derek spent more of his life incarcerated than not. He was 14 when he started serving his sentence. He tells the class next year he's expected to be released, 19 years later.
It's always been my goal to go back to my juvenile center immediately when I get out. I would like to go back with a monitor on my leg, and the reason on my ankle is because I just want the juveniles or them children to see that one mistake could ruin everything for you.
Over the past decade, over 600 inside and outside students have participated in Indiana Inside Out programs. Students we spoke with say they'll carry what they've learned on the inside out with them. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballin on Rosen.